Yeah, my dad was involved with the Welwyn Garden City Film Society off and
on. He was.
Well, I don't know. I think he was possibly chairman or something like that, probably because no one else wanted to do it.
So, Sammy Cohen.
I wasn't really involved in the running of the Film Society. I used to go along to their meetings, but I know my dad was always popping off here, there and everywhere. And I, at one point, they actually made films rather than just watched strange continental films. When their principal activity was, you know, a monthly show, which I can remember some shows being in the Barn Theatre. I believe they were the Film Society took a part in constructing a projection booth at the back of the Barn Theatre auditorium. So they had their monthly shows, which were mainly of films which would never get onto the circuits. The Shipman and King, or whoever was running Shipman and King, who had the cinema in Parkway, just weren't interested in showing certain niche films, presumably continental films with subtitles. Probably didn't go down terribly well. So the Film Society sort of took on that role. But they also had this filmmaking activity, and I think they made two films. One was called Opus One and the other was called Chromahide. I believe your friend Mike Hughes, who you've got up there, has shown both films at Campus West in the last 25 years or so. So the films exist somewhere in Hertfordshire or at the British Film Institute. I think they made these films to... there used to be a competition called the 10 Best Amateur Films, and I think these films were made for that competition. Obviously, the idea of getting a place. I think one of them did, but I can't remember which one. Chromahide, spoken commentary, with, I think the penned notes are the...
timings and things.
Timings and music, background music. Now, all that was cut directly, as far as I'm aware, was cut directly onto shellac-coated aluminium platters with a recording machine, probably borrowed from Murphy Radio. Because, of course, in those days, tape recorders didn't exist. I think we're talking about some time prior to 1950.
So was your dad involved in the filmmaking?
I think so, yes. Because I think he'd been involved in a filmmaking group in the early 1930s. But not in Welwyn Garden City, that was...
And do you know how long he was chairman then?
Oh, he went on for years. Couldn't get rid of him. Or nobody else would take the job on. Like all these societies, he gave it up. I don't know what happened. I know they just stopped meeting in our front room every now and again.
So the committee would meet in each other's houses rather than having us somewhere to go to?
Yeah. Yes, because I don't know where they currently show their films. Probably at Campus West. But prior to that, they used the main hall at Oakland's College. And also, they were using the Barn Theatre auditorium. And they used to do a children's film show at Christmas. I can remember that, with ice cream at the interval.